I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Wednesday pulled back its attempt to freeze federal spending. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump's budget office has rescinded an order freezing spending on federal grants. Monday night's order sparked widespread confusion, with everything from states to schools who rely on trillions of dollars from Washington worrying about a pause in federal funds.
Millions of Americans were left scrambling yesterday to figure out how this would hurt them.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer ripped the move as unconstitutional since Congress had already approved the funding. Amid legal challenges, the White House's Office of Management and Budget pulled back the order in a two-sentence note. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. struggled to answer questions at his U.S. Senate confirmation hearing about how he'd reform Medicaid or Medicare, the government health care programs used by millions of disabled poor and older Americans. Kennedy's hearing Wednesday to be the nation's top health official quickly devolved into an argument over the questions he's raised for years about vaccine safety. The former independent presidential candidate denies that he's anti-vaccine.
I believe that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. All of my kids are vaccinated. I've written many books on vaccines. My first book in 2014, the first line of it is I am not anti-vaccine, and the last line is I am not anti-vaccine.
Kennedy is seeking to lead a $1.7 trillion agency that will oversee vaccine recommendations as well as food inspections and health insurance for half the country in President Trump's administration. This is VOA News. Calm returned to Kinshasa on Wednesday, a day after protests over M23's capture of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Mohamed Youssef reports.
According to some residents who spoke to VOA, Goma is calm after 2 days of heavy fighting. Residents who ventured out Wednesday saw bodies on the streets, some in military uniforms and others in civilian clothes. The U.S. government announced Tuesday it has closed its embassy in Kinshasa to the public and called on its citizens to review their safety and travel plans. African Union and other regional bodies have called for a cessation of hostilities and for the M23 rebel group to withdraw from the city, a move security experts say will be difficult for the rebel group to accept. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
The joy felt by thousands of Palestinian families returning home after a ceasefire with Israel is turning to despair, with most homes now reduced to piles of rubble. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The cold reality of uninhabitable, bombed-out homes and dire shortages of basic supplies is setting in. Fahad Abu Jahoum returned with his family to Jabalia.
3 days ago, we headed north, but it was destroyed. There was no life, nothing. It's a very difficult situation.
A lack of running water forces many to queue for hours to fill plastic containers for drinking or cleaning. A Hamas official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said less fuel, cooking gas, and tents were brought into Gaza than agreed in ceasefire talks. Israel strongly denies this. A spokesperson said gas and fuel are being delivered daily and in keeping with agreements.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. India is hosting the world's largest religious gathering, with hundreds of millions likely to attend, as a deadly stampede highlights the difficulty of managing such large crowds. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Around 400 million people are expected to attend India's six-week Mahakumbh Mela festival. Fatalities have occurred already. Dozens were killed in a crush in the early days of the gathering, as tens of millions gathered to take a dip in river waters sacred to Hindus. Authorities in Prayagraj are managing the mammoth crowds. A temporary city has sprung up on the riverbanks, the size of 7,500 soccer fields. Authorities are using CCTV cameras, drones and tethered drones to monitor the festival area.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.